I'm pretty sure, like, mad people have me muted on Facebook because literally only you and Ross Dog respond to anything I ever post ever.
Really?
No, I don't get a like. I don't get a share. People ain't feeling me at all. I'm like, guys, like, they gas each other up all day long. It's just, you know.
It's Facebook, though.
I feel blackballed.
Do you?
Did you watch, what's her name from SNL?
Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones.
I did not watch that special. How was it?
You're missing out.
Really?
It was fucking fantastic. Yes.
Do her first one, Problem Child.
I didn't even know she had a first one.
Yeah, she has one called Problem Child. That shit is bangers.
So, I don't normally watch a special and think of comics as like, oh, this is kind of cookie cutter.
Yeah.
But watching her thing, I was like, this stands out.
Yeah.
This is different.
Yeah.
She's doing a thing.
Yeah.
Which made me look at everybody else and be like, you all sound exactly the fucking same.
So, let's talk about how, like, I've seen 5 posts about comedians, 5 different comedians. Today, I saw 3 different posts from comedians, and then this week I saw maybe 2 or 3 other comedians, and they all were like, yeah, I'm recording an album.
Jim Flanagan got one coming.
I'll give Jim Flanagan, because he hasn't recorded one.
You know Stephanie's pan is wet.
It's like,
she gonna be there. She got the Jim Flanagan t-shirt on. She gonna have the cardboard cutout next to her.
I'm gonna be there, but but the thing
I is, like the post. Go get him, Jim.
Well, the thing is I feel like he kind of did it in a way that I'm like, okay, you've been doing it for a minute. Okay. Some of the people that I see, like, that's like, oh, I'm doing the album. It's like,
why?
Why? Why are you doing an album?
I fall into that category where I tried to do too much too soon. Mm-hmm. Where I was like, well, theoretically I have an hour, but I couldn't pull it off. Like, you were there. I bombed hard. I walked off the stage. I was like, give them their money back. I took a bath on that first album. But that first album bombing led to my podcast being what it is now, because that led to me doing new material every week.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta take an L to fucking figure out the lane that you belong in.
So are we not gonna talk about how James Webb is trying to Louis J. Gomez the Chicago scene?
What is he doing? Network?
You didn't know he had a podcast network?
I'm so out of the loop. He ain't called me. I started this shit.
You don't need it.
Oh, of course not. I mean, like, low key, I'm a lot bigger than everyone.
Yes.
But low key.
Yes. That's undoubtedly so. So
we had some viral hits this summer. 300K.
That's what I'm saying.
296K.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the funny thing is I was like, I hit a Brody, and I said, hey, dude, you should really listen to Ian's set on the Ungrateful Journal. That whole set, I was like, that is a stellar set. He's like, yeah, don't fuck with Ian.
Oh, I said, what a bitch.
I said, bro, I'm sharing it to you because I think you would get a lot out of it.
So you know what was weird? It was like, Peter Daniels and what's his name you just said? Rudy Ruiz. They both were here like last week or the week before or whatever, 2 weeks ago. And I invited them to sit at the table. I was like, hey guys, come here. And they sat behind you.
Yeah.
Which I think is like an unconscious thing of like, KB will protect us. Let's sit behind KB. I was like, guys, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, you have no idea how nice I'm being to you guys. Because the way I am to the people I make fun of on YouTube, I'm fucking ruthless and relentless. And I don't do that to any of you.
Right.
None of you get my full wrath.
And
not a Alex Crockman has not seen me snap off uncontrollably.
And he deserves it. So what was funny, he was like, yeah, I got a problem. I was like, dude, why are you holding on to bullshit from like years ago? Like, I was like, it was a good fucking set. He's like, no, he's funny. And I was like, okay. And then he was like, but, you know, that whole thing when I told him to meet me up at the Shrine, I was like, whoa, bro. I said, dead ass, they contacted him. I was like, you don't need to, don't, you know. And
so he told me, he's like, I'm going to fuck you up the next time I see you. And I was like, I'm going to be at the Shrine Monday. Come see me, Cupcake.
Yeah.
And then the Shrine hit me up. And they were like, hey, man, we don't need you coming around anymore if there's going to be violence. So it was like, I called him out on his bluff because I was like, I ain't scared of
and
nothing.
And then he was like, he didn't even show up. And I said, dead
no,
ass.
No, I was there.
No,
I was there.
Wait, hold up. I said, dead ass. I said, the Comedy Shrines didn't want that static. I was like, so, like, he's like, oh.
Rudy,
I was like,
if you really feel some kind of way, I don't like violence, yeah, I got a bad back, but if you really feel some kind of way,
I was like, bro,
I'm here at Joe's.
I was like, bro, like, that wasn't that. And he's like, oh, okay. I was like, yeah, the Comedy Shrine just didn't want that static. So they hit up Ian. So he's like,
they were talking about banning me.
Yeah.
Which was like, I only go out once a week.
Yeah.
So I was about to lose my only spot.
Right.
And then Joe's became my spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I swore I was going to be here for 6 months, like I'm doing a residency, mm-hmm. and then I was going to move on, but I just love it here so much.
Yeah,
I haven't left.
Yeah. So I was like, no, dude, that's not actually what occurred. Like, here's what actually occurred. He's like, oh.
But he's like, seen me like 4 or 5 times since then, hasn't run up in my face, so.
Yeah.
Rudy, I know you're a gangster. I don't know what you know about me, but. Come on, man. We're both old. Fucking
that's what I told
chill the
I was
fuck
like,
out.
That's what I was like, you grown as fuck.
I got a bad back.
I was like, you grown as fuck trying to fight, bro. Like, you too grown for that. I was like, I told him straight up. I'll show you text messages.
I got like 2 feet on top of you, man. Like, fat and old as I am, I'm going to hold your head. You're going to be 4 feet away from me. Come on, man.
But I told him, I was like, dude, you're too grown for that. I was like, both of y'all. I said, I love both of y'all. Like, I was like, both of y'all are... You know,
I always depped him up because he got a similar past to me, and like we've sat down and had drinks over
him.
It.
Yeah, I told him that. I said, "Yo, dude, y'all are more similar than you think."
But I was forced to grow up and work through it, or maybe I wasn't forced, but I chose to.
Yeah,
I had an enlightening experience that changed my point of view on life.
Was it DMT?
No, it was just random. I was driving in L.A. I was getting ready to leave. Vlad just came in loud as fuck. You wearing Make America Great Again hat? Is that a MAGA hat?
Don't do that to Vlad.
Vlad, you over here supporting Trump? Make America Lit Again. That's my statement.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Vlad, you want to plug the new YouTube channel?
Go for it, dude.
Yeah, I got a brand new YouTube channel called Brand New Logic Channel. Check it out. I'll be talking about interesting topics, personal stories, whatever random shit.
He did one on crystals.
Time travel.
And,
crystals.
Crystals. Zodiac signs.
As zodiac signs.
What is your zodiac?
I'm a Scorpio.
Scorpio, baby.
You guys want to talk about that real quick?
I'm a Pisces.
Pisces? What are you?
I'm a triple Gemini. So I went to a witch doctor, and she took like my ultimate star chart.
Yeah, your rising sign.
She made prophecies.
Your moon sign.
She said that I'm going to have 2 wives. I'm on my second wife. I'm gonna have 2 kids. I fucked my wife unprotected the other day. Came all in her pussy. Just a hope and a prayer, and I'm gonna die at 42.
Wow, well, that's the prophecy. I hope the last one is wrong.
I mean, it's the only way. Here's the thing: I'm not gonna get credit in my day, but I am gonna die, and then everybody's gonna be like, "Oh my god, he was so amazing! He was such an inspiration!"
That one is wrong. She 2 out of 3.
Well, you know, if there's any truth to psychics and fortune tellers, when they look at your possible future, they're just seeing one of the possible futures you can have.
Yeah.
And this is the one, based on what they're feeling for me right now, this is the one that's most likely to have, but doesn't mean it has to be the one that happens. Shit can change along the line, and you can have a different future.
I had a girl I was fucking read my palm, and she said I had the longest lifeline she'd ever seen. And my wife had a trip on acid where she said she saw visions of our unborn child before he was born. And then she saw visions of us being old people together, which would be nice. I'd love to get old.
Yeah.
So who knows? You know, whatever you.
Yeah.
What do you believe in?
I believe in.
Are you a Christian?
Yeah, but getting old is not for pussies.
That's real talk.
You say getting old is not for pussies, and it's not because it's hard.
Yeah,
it gets rough. Come 30, your body starts aching. And then 40, it's a little rough. You got to grow up. And 40 to 50 goes by in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, it
so
really
you better
did.
Have your shit together, your ducks in a row. That's when you start giving up on dreams.
Yeah.
Like, Am I going to be doing this?
I'm not going to make the NBA.
Am I going to be living with my mama? Like,
hey, fam. I had one of those moments where I was like, dude, what the fuck am I doing with my life? Like, I was like, my mom was like, it's probably because your birthday is coming around the corner and, like, you're closer to 40 than you are to anything else.
Leslie Joan, her closer is called Time Machine, where she's 50-something. And she goes back in time and talks to herself and is like, it works out. Hang in there.
Yeah.
I also had a tarot card reading that said it works out for me, but later in life. Later than I would like it to work out.
I can see that with you.
Yeah, because it's going to be off your coattails. It's going to be after KB popping. She going to sneak me in the writer's room.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. That's going to happen. That's going to happen, baby.
Let me talk to you about what's going on in my life. You guys remember Jimmer Nam?
Yes.
Jimmer Young Nam. He was the guy sending me death threats. Friends and family. I'm going to kill your friends and family. He has been harassing the true crime community, and this week he got into swatting. An owl, an old white bitch, an old white lady.
Old white ladies, if you don't know that acronym, owls.
He called the state police and said her husband had killed her and the kids, and then he was there with a rifle. And so they showed up, guns drawn, kicked in the door, and he was downstairs. Brook! Guns on him. And he's like, what do you want? What do you want? He didn't understand what was the fuck was going on. Lucky nobody was killed.
Hey, dude, you a piece of shit for that.
Yeah, fuck you, Jim and Am.
Like, that's some piece of shit type of shit. Dude, you don't do that to people.
No.
And I got his confession. He sings about it. He made a song about it.
Oh, he like the new rappers where you tell about your crimes in your song? Did he have a cover art where it was like...
You on SoundCloud?
I've recently seen some shit of this one criminal got caught for a crime he did because he had the imagery like of that day tattooed on himself. It had like the shop, the corner, the time, the weapon.
Damn. So here's the thing. It's been really hard to make anything stick in my universe because YouTube doesn't take it seriously and police don't take YouTube seriously. We've actually had people contacting the police about this guy. Like, his wife wised up and put a restraining order on him where he's not allowed to be around the kids anymore. But, like, we have evidence of him being a pedo and grooming. And we've been trying to go to the police and be like, YouTube won't kick him off. He got 10 channels. Like, you really have to investigate this guy. And at this point, the FBI might show up at my door. Like my name gets brought up a lot.
Yeah.
Whenever he gets in trouble. So I don't know if the blue coats are coming. But we've been trying... It's like,
Men in Black.
Like, you know, a kid like needs boundaries, and they keep going until they get them.
Yeah,
he's like that, and it's like because nothing's sticking because the system's broken. Mm-hmm. He just keeps pushing it further and further. And now it's to the point where like people could have physically been killed because of his actions.
Yeah, because you know cops would be trigger happy. He foul as fuck for that though, dude. Could you imagine chilling in your basement and then a motherfucker?
I'm waiting for the SWAT team to be in my backyard.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would be like, what the fuck? They gotta trace that back to him.
He might actually do jail time for this. It's a pretty serious crime.
Yeah, dude.
And she's all on stream crying about it. She, like, wasted no time getting on YouTube.
His wife?
No. The woman he swatted.
Oh.
Because her, being a disgusting, thirsty person, is just as anxious for views... is anybody else. Even though nobody knew about it, she's like, I have to tell people, oh my god. I'm so scary.
Yeah, I think it would have been more fun to just not see his videos pop up anymore.
Who are we talking about?
His name is James Young Nam. Jimmer Nam. Louis J. Gomez liked one of my tweets. He was bragging about how he had like 49 kills on Fortnite. This man is 37, plays Fortnite.
9-year-olds? What the fuck are you doing with your life playing Fortnite as a grown ass man? Get the fuck out of here. He doing the dances and TikTok videos and shit.
He's like, y'all don't know Boyz II Men?
Get your grown ass out the fuck here, man. You too grown for that shit.
So, Louis,
safety dance?
He bragged about that. I hit him with a red bar troll, and I responded. I was like, hey, man, you need to get a boyfriend. Which is what red bar says to, who's the white lady? She's a comedian. She's very uppity. She made the girl, the show Two Broke Girls. Whitney Cummings.
Whitney Cummings.
He says that to her a lot, where he, like, she'll be going like insane on Twitter, and he's like, you need a boyfriend. That's what I said to Lewis. He liked it. So, he's aware.
Yeah.
He's aware of the fact that he's part of Philip Wave now. Lewis, this week, got kicked out of a hotel in Philly.
Did he try to, like, fight a valet? Like, did he try to fight a busboy or some shit? Like, what the fuck did
So, on his podcast, The Real Ass Podcast, he explains the story to Kurt Metzger, where he went to the bar, he wanted to get some fish tacos, but he knew he had a podcast coming up. So he was very anxious about the time, and he keeps telling her, like, I don't give a fuck, just give me the tacos. I don't give a fuck, I'm pressed for time. And he made a whole scene about it.
Wait, hold up. Get your grown ass the fuck out of here if you know you pressed for time.
It's a fucking podcast.
Yeah, dude, bro,
they're not real. It's as close to, like, playing make-believe with your friends as there is.
Yeah. Take your ass through the fucking Wendy's drive-thru and call
it
a day,
I have a
D&D bro.
Game. It's like, it can start late. You'll be fine. So then he goes
to
his room.
No, you don't understand. I'm the dungeon master this time, so I gotta...
fucking nerd. So then he goes to his room, realizes he lost his key, goes to the desk, and gets uppity with the guy about his key not being there. And the guy's like, I need some ID. He's like, it's in my room. And he's like, all right, well, I got to have a security escort you up there to confirm that it's your ID, your room. This is the most absurd thing I've ever heard. Hey. I'm the real ass podcast.
Hey, Louis, nobody knows you like that.
Nobody
knows you to the effect of
you
like
are
being like,
Big J Okerson's cosign. He's the guy that cosigns you, and people barely know who Big J Okerson is.
Yeah, shout out to Big J though.
So he gets to his room, he gets in his room, starts rolling a joint. He's having a rough time. He needs to smoke to calm down.
Okay.
Fucking cleaning lady comes by, smells the joint.
Of course.
Hello.
Amateur. Fucking amateur.
Now, he claims he has had people give him fines for smoking in his room from rolling joints because his weed is so dank that it stinks up the whole room.
You lying.
So he goes and explains to the cleaning lady, hey, I didn't smoke in here. I'm just rolling this joint.
You live in New York, right?
Yeah.
Your weed ain't that dank, fam. Stop it. It ain't that
and
dank.
And you ain't got that connected.
Yeah, exactly. Stop it.
The cleaning lady doesn't give a fuck because she doesn't speak English. And by the way, he's fucking Cuban, but he speaks Spanish. So he could have been just been like, yeah. You know, Spanish people will hold each other down.
Right.
They'll let you get away with some shit. If you speak Spanish, you can get away with crime around another Spanish person. I swear to God. Pinche, Blanco Pinche Diablo. Diablo Blanco.
To Cecilio.
A security guard is walking by, and Lewis, in his infinite wisdom, decides to tell the security guard the same story he told the cleaning lady. So he goes, hey, fam, security guard, come here. Hey, man, I just want you to know I wasn't smoking weed in here. I know it's decriminalized, but I just want you to know I wasn't smoking. I don't want the fine. I was just rolling a joint.
Do he get CTE or what? Why would your dumb ass say that shit? Shut the fuck up, dude. That's stupid.
Security guard doesn't play that shit. He goes, no, I smell it. You smoked in here.
Yeah.
So he calls the cops. So Lewis flips his shit and goes, call the cops. You ain't doing shit. And he starts spazzing out on this guy. Wants to fight him.
He acted like he got Kevin Hart money. You need to calm the fuck down.
He has given up on the idea that he has to be somewhere for a podcast. He is now willing to be inconvenienced. He's like, I don't care how long it takes. I'll fight 6 security guards. Bring him here. I got time.
Did he take off his shirt?
Probably. Nick Mullen revealed that he is just doughy from the neck down. Just titties and fucking big old stomach.
Of course he is.
And what has them all feeling badass?
He like it like one of the fighters from the first UFC where you didn't have to be in shape. You just go out there and be willing to get your face smashed in. Like, get the fuck out of here.
What has them all feeling so froggy is there's a karate guy in the New York comedy scene that's teaching all the New York comics how to fight. And so he thinks he could throw hands because he's taking a little Thai boho. Hi-ya! Hi-ya! Hi-ya!
Who's still fighting with karate? Who like, yo, my main martial arts is karate. Now get the fuck out of here.
Oh, wax off, and you got him, Lewis.
Just sitting in his room watching Karate Kid and shit.
You try to punch Lewis, he gonna try and karate kick you.
The Jaden version.
He gonna do the crane Jayden's kick where he puts his hands up. You just kick him in the chest. It's over for him. So he's forcibly removed from the hotel.
Of course.
Tells Kurt Metzger about it. Now, normally when I...
And he thought he was the shit. He was like, yeah, I got removed from... You whack as fuck, bro.
When I or anyone else tells a story, you tend to make yourself sound like you didn't really have any blame in the story. Like, you make yourself at least look a little bit good. He has none of that. He makes it sound like he was an asshole the entire time, and he has no remorse, and he doesn't understand what he did wrong.
Because he's stupid. I'm telling you. He done got his ass whooped so many times that that CTE is kicking in. And he don't know what's going on.
Lewis, I swear to God.
Because he got a gay lover, too, like
you
Aaron
run
Hernandez,
up on me,
or...
I'm going to leave you with cauliflower ears. I'm not even like that. I don't even want to fight Rudy. But you run up on me, Lewis, I'm going to cauliflower your ears.
He not going
to... Just to prove a point, bitch.
He not going to run up on nobody.
He might because he's such a spaz. I might see him at the Laugh Factory one night. Because they're the only one that books anybody from out of town. Like, let's be real. Like, if you are from New York or L.A., you're only going up to the Laugh Factory. Unless you're a headliner. Then you can get Zany's. But he ain't a headliner.
Or improv, yeah.
He's a middle.
Yeah.
Laugh Factory will let a middle headline.
Yeah. You're right. Hey, dude. No. That dude needs to sit his goofy ass down somewhere.
Sitting here laughing like the Joker.
Yeah.
Did you see that shit?
No.
I just saw it because it's on video now.
Well, I don't need to watch self-loathing white dude. In a film.
It's called comedy.
Yeah, I see it like four nights a week. So, I'm good.
Alright, so that's all the topics I had. You have anything you want to kick off?
Well, are you a sports fan?
No, but I'll listen.
Alright.
This is what I do with CEO as a sports guy.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if I really want to tell him something, I try to bury it in a sports metaphor.
Really?
And even though it's the most clumsy, ham-fisted sports metaphor, if I try, he'll hear me out. So I have a basic understanding of sports, don't really know all the rules,
okay.
What the play is.
I won't go into sports, but... Hey, man. Once again, Ricky Gervais is still trash.
Uh-oh.
And...
You're not stunned.
And, yo, real talk, I don't want to hear it. If you're not really smacking like that on the stage, I don't need to hear your album, fam. Keep that shit.
I was trying to record my diss track against Stan this week.
Yeah.
B-Class is doing me a favor and giving me studio time.
Oh, that's what's up.
He had a guy pay for studio time tonight, so I couldn't get in.
You're right.
And my other homie, J-Fat, he just moved into a new place. He's like, I'm not set up for it. So I hate to delay this. Like, I want something done as soon as I have the idea, because otherwise I'm like, I'm over it. I'm on to the next idea and shit. But guys, be patient. It will eventually be recorded either with J-Fat, and it'll just be a track, or with B-Class. And I'll have KB and Leroy there, like, roasting me the whole time.
Roasting the shit.
Could be the episode of the year if we ever get around to doing it.
Hey,
fingers
man.
Crossed, man. I'm not trying to duck it. I'm not running away from this. It's just circumstances are fucking me in the ass.
And I hate to say it like this, but you fucking with niggas. So, yeah, it's going to be a few delays because they don't...
KB going to be pausing every sentence. Hold up. A pause. CEO said your catchphrase is nope.
Yeah, well, yeah, and CEO, shout out to CEO, shout out to Lane,
Bell Ann the haters,
yeah.
Bell Ann the snake,
and make sure y'all check out Philip Wave and the Happy Corner Podcast,
and we got a clip of KB coming to the ENLS LLC and Black Philip.
Yeah, fuck crazy bitches.
I wasn't planning on doing comedy tonight, so here's the jokes I've whittled together. Deuces!
I like how you guys are like lackluster on the spider bits, and Chris is like, I'm gonna tell you more spider bits. And you
don't
guys
like
are like,
spiders.
You guys are like, all right, we kind of fuck with spiders. All right, we'll meet you halfway. All right, you guys, he is here now. He's ready to go. So give it up for Ian Ellis.
There's pee drops on the chair.
That's not pee.
Which one of you new comics wet yourself trying to tell some jokes? You're not even paper trained and you came up here? Take that shit to Mojo's. This is Josephine's. You guys like spider jokes?
Yeah.
You know what's worse than being a daddy long legs? Being a single daddy long legs. Gotta pay your rent and child support? You know how hard it is to get pussy when your dollar is stretched that thin? And you want to spend time with them. But bitches stay up so late. That's what it takes to get some pussy when you're a single dad. Guys, I walked in the room. They said, you're next. I said, what? Fuck, I wanted to tingle. Don't give me the light. I had a hard time peeing because someone took a long time in the bathroom. And I know who it was. And this is everybody's worst nightmare. I did a bad job in the bathroom and the guy on the microphone is going to point it out. See that guy in the flannel shirt? Follow my eyes. Look at him, don't look at him. He's waving.
I see you. That was me.
He was in the bathroom for a long time.
It was 2 minutes, tops. That's a great move.
14 minutes. I got to that door at 6. At 6:20, I was checking my phone. Like, is he getting a prostate exam? What is he doing?
This is out back. It's fine.
Don't make excuses for yourself. Here's the good news. I smelled nothing. So either he was grooming because he's trying to fuck, or he has a scentless dookie that takes 15 minutes to make, which would make him a benefit to the species. Mate with him, that's an improvement for everyone. You have no idea, he's a secret shitter. The one dressed like the Green Power Ranger. Guys, I was thinking about serial killers the other day. How come they never kill fat girls? Is it because they don't find chubby bitches attractive? Or is it because that's too much body to hide? These guys are digging shallow graves. So being fat, it's like bad for your health, but good for your safety. You're less likely to get murdered or raped. Because every guy knows if you rape a fat girl, that means you're dating. You're not getting away with that one.
No, you're not.
Spare the police. How dare you laugh at these fat women? You are all terrible people. You were supposed to be booing. Guys, I'm a peekist. That means, like, I believe that God is playing peekaboo. And every time I meet a human, I try to see God in them. And it's a game. And he's like, you see God in me? I'm a real asshole. You see him? And sometimes he's been testing my patience. God showed up as a mouthy 17-year-old the other day. I almost put his head through a wall. God, I don't know what the fuck you're playing around with me for. Guys, do you ever think about the worst thing you ever did to someone? Because by like 6 degrees of separation, I've done a lot of terrible shit. And I don't know if I should feel bad for it or not. You ever get someone swatted? You remember when Black Lives Matter got run over by an automobile? I might have caused that by creating the Proud Boys. I'm too fucked up to figure out the end of that riddle. My name's Ian Ellis. Thank you guys for being nice. I love you. Good night.
Is
one more thing for the podcast I forgot to tell you. Remember Revenge of the Sis?
Yes.
Philip Wave's all about them. So it's Royce and Mersch. Royce owns the apartment, and Mersch has been living with him for 10 years. It was just announced. Mersch is looking for a new place. Doesn't know what he's going to do, but Royce is fed up with him, and he got to get the fuck out the apartment. He said, my wife getting swatted is enough. Better get the fuck out. So I'm not saying it's a victory lap, but the bridge is over. Revenge of the Sis is finished. These are the last episodes. Enjoy them. I'm sorry, fellas, but that shit didn't work out.
Damn, you jokered the shit out of that, huh?
All you had, you just fuck with CEO, all you had to do was apologize. We would have left you alone. Now your whole life is over. But Mersch is going to New York. He's going to link up with Luis J. Gomez and Gas Digital, and he's got a bright future ahead of him.
Good luck with that.
I hope he remembers you when you get to New York, Mersch.
Josephine.
The podcast has started.
Special E.
Oh, that's my food.
Special E. Now KB. Chilling with me. Now we drinking. Little smoking. Riding with the killers. Toting. I'm talking about bangers. Come get it. I'm dangerous. Stand 10 toes. Go crazy in the club, ho ho. Yeah, talking about Coco, my favorite little white girl, Snow. Going crazy on the beat. Chilling with my mans, I'm chilling with my friends. E. Special E. Yeah. Special E.
Keep it spotty, yodi yodi. Got some game to kick. We'll call it a. I'm gonna call you Denise because you about to get pimped. Some people call it a troll, but I call it a stroll. Make a billboard out of bitch, keep him working the bowl.
Hey, come on, man.
Some put him on the street, see what that mouth do. I put him on the stream, see what that clout do.
Oh, you on the beat, he go crazy.
Don't need to see your work because I know your value.
Ooh, go crazy, E.
We got food being delivered.
E.
Boy,
push
your
E.
Wait for the beat to come back.
No, it's about to be over. Blah blah.
Restart.
You want to do a different beat? Or you like that one?
I like that one. Let's finish the verse, and then we're gonna KB gonna pull up the new music. Ba 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 ba.
We had Joseph Williams.
Here we go. Push your E. Real hard.
Yeah, man.
Let's go.
Well, everywhere you go, but your own reflection. Hungry and broke like you lack direction. Invest in yourself. Spend some time with me. Woo. You got a place in my life. Got a position to play. Why be the town tar? Don't give it away.
Woo,
don't be a sneaking, ignorant geeking. We got bills to pay. If you don't clap back, then they'll call you a bitch. If you do clap back, then you turn into a trick. So let Papa get you some customers, and we'll get you some clothes. You ain't gotta be alone. I got a stable of hoes.
Yeah.
Got some Johns on the road. Got some Johns to keep you warm while you work in the road.
Come and Goldie.
Now I don't love hoes, but I protect my assets. Using the games, not in the hands of a halfwit.
What?
Should I even pimp pimps like Dante Nero? Bitch, I'm gonna troll gold out of fucking weirdo.
Zero.
Now you can go and be mad. We ain't gotta be sanguine. But you don't bring me some scratch. I'm gonna ride your ass like a brokeback penguin for life.
Nigga.
So grab your high heels, nipple cream, and lipstick. It's time to get to work. Unless you ain't about shit.
Push it.
What I'm saying is, I'm putting this man on the stroll. Dennis. Dennis, you now work for me. You're turning tricks for me. My name is in your mouth. That's your job. Turn those tricks, bitch.
Push your E. Push
your
E.
KB.
Push your E.
Can you pull up your phone and play the other tracks for Leroy?
Hey, E, I like that verse. You was really rapping.
So, guys, here's the story. I might not be able to get in the studio with everyone. I want everyone there so you guys can roast me and have fun the entire time. I'm taking it serious. I'm not trying to be bullshit, but it's going to be funny because it's going to be clunky and hard and fucking pain in the ass to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not fucking around.
Right.
I am trying.
Oh.
Now,
go crazy.
I may have to record this one-on-one with just one producer just to get it done. It's killing me to wait to get this done. So, in lieu of the fact that you guys might not be there, KB has two early cuts of verses I'm working on, a slow cut and a fast cut, and we're just going to get you live reactions. She's in charge of the pause button. She can stop it anytime she wants. And I'm going to eat chicken wings while you listen. You guys just heard my pin flow.
I got janky ass
promoter. Yeah, Derek.
You know,
Derek.
I like songs that...
Do you want fast rap or slow rap?
Hit me with the fast.
I think it's better to start with slow.
Slow?
So I like songs that change the flow and change the beat midway through.
Midway, yeah. Travis Scott type shit.
Now, I wish I could be on some Kanye fucking... Who's the dude from Atlanta?
Childish Gambino.
I wish I could be on some Childish Gambino production. That's probably not going to happen. But I'm looking to switch to a pimp flow for the third verse where I explain how I'm pimping this young man. I don't know if I could pull it off.
Only if the beats change one more time. Because now it's showing you.
We have a couple beats in mind. I'm told I should be practicing to a beat, but we don't have a beat nailed down.
Yeah, you should definitely find a beat.
I should be practicing a lot. But I'm not.
No, I wouldn't say a lot, because you're already right there, bro.
All right, KB. Leroy, you want fast or slow? I recommend slow.
Oh, yeah, hit me with the slow bizzle.
Will you hold it over here?
Counterfeit for street grand, how's it feel to eat that adolescent or successor? You not even a squeak. Well, no discount being on a sticker and retail. No release date, no request for pre-sale. Watered down bar shit, Utah whiskey, 100 proof.
Proof, proof.
Not even cold as the corpse up to shine to breathe. Couldn't hold course with the goat if you use the remains.
With Haley J on yo MTV. Woo, woo. That's why I Ric Flair.
Woo.
That's why they call me Pusher.
Hey, who is that rapping?
That's me, man.
That was you, E?
That's my first verse.
That wasn't bad, bro.
I just got some extra words. I rhymed the word orange in my first verse. Does that make me a genius?
I think Frank Ocean did it.
I rhyme orange to orphan.
And I do like it, bro.
No, Frank Ocean rhymed 20 million with 20 million.
You're like, okay.
Deshaun Dupree is proof. That's Eminem's best friend.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
You ready?
Ready for the sush.
I bet. I'm just packing it right now. I'm glad we're over here rapping, bro. Oh, no, we can't do it yet. We cannot do it. Where's Shannon? She's going to kill me. You let her know, bro.
Thank you.
Leroy, I don't think I explained to you. There's a guy who raps just like Eminem. Sounds just like him. He calls himself Stan. That's who I'm doing this diss track against.
Is there room for another blunt or something?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm still...
There's always room.
I'm still working on it. This might... Yeah, I might not have room for this nut. But I'll put a little bit in and I'll give it back. Shannon, we're rapping over here.
Sorry, guys. After this song, we'll play the other verse for Leroy and we'll get out of here.
Yeah.
All
right, hey there, Josephines.
Yeah.
We're going to do tonight, guys. So that's going to be weird and different for everybody, right?
After
this is your Sunday morning. So get your smokes, get your drinks. Do whatever you got to do. Use the bathroom. We got a list over here. We got to sign up to some jokes tonight.
Thank you, bro. What was it?
Blue Dream.
Blue Dream? It's like three different weeds in here. It's going to be good.
All right, Leroy.
We only did that one time with KB where she rode like... Four different kinds of weed.
I know it was a new album.
But it's always good. You're like, it's a roller coaster.
He breaks the world record for the fastest rap.
Oh, M?
7 words in a second.
I know which one you're talking about.
And he's been doing this since Rap God, where he'll just rap really fast and then.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about M. And his new album?
So I've been working on a fast verse.
Oh, E.
Eminem level. Speed in the game. Micro Machine Man.
Are you ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
Yeah. All right, here's this verse.
He's
playing it right now, guys.
He's been writing down some shit.
Mike, turn it down. Yeah. It sounds like, is that your son? Oh, there it is. Oh, my God. He
brought her down like shampoo.
Yeah, I think you got... Poop. You are you gonna use the Kanye poop scoop scoopity poop poop poop. I don't know about that second one, bro.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna end up cutting that.
Let's run that back.
But I don't even know what he said. All I heard was his breath.
I took a big breath in the middle.
You did. Bigger, you did. I'm like, it. Too old for groaning.
Listen, guys, this is the process. This is how fast raps get written.
Shit.
Eminem was playing this for Royce da 5'9".
Man, I don't know about that. That's hilarious.
Hey, son, you not feeling me?
No, not one. I think you had to slow it up. And maybe what you could do, the producer is, you can get a little, like a real slow it up.
Get some reverb.
Mm-hmm.
That shit's hilarious.
It is. Because he really went in there.
Yeah.
The point is, your life is over, Dennis. Denise, welcome to the stroll, bitch.
That's my middle name. Don't do that.
This is where you peak. While I eat chicken wings.
And pizza.
So tell your man B-Class that he's sitting on some heat. He's about to be part of hip-hop history. That he set it up so we can all be there to hang out.
I will do my best, my man. I'm going to let him know about that fast verse.
If you guys want a verse on the end, I'll let you get on there.
At the end. But to be like that, yeah, you heard us. I'm going to let my boys ride on you.
Cheer a squad.
I didn't even have
the
little jingle at the end.
Which one?
The two little lines.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Any edibles?
Oh, yeah, I definitely
I'll take one.